We've got another storyteller here on this first Drunken Telegraph. The next one is Tomiko Naimura. And Tomiko likes to write fancy menu status updates on Facebook. I've seen them. They're very fancy. They make me very hungry. Tomiko married her high school sweetheart, and she reads for pleasure for at least 10 minutes every single day. But today she's going to take 10 minutes to tell us a story about one of her firsts. Let's all welcome Tomiko.
Okay, I used to be a teacher, so can we do this? There are seats up here if people need to come, and yes, thank you. If people need to come and have a seat, teachers feel lonely when there's no one in the front seat. Yes, right? Thank you. All right, so yes, please come and have a seat. There's chairs up here if you're free. Thank you, former student even. A couple of years ago, I discovered how not to take yoga classes. Like a straight-A student. That meant, you see, being competitive. Oh, she fell out of her tree pose. That meant waiting for your teacher to praise you and reward you. That meant never failing, always, always, always getting it right the very first time. Now, for someone as unathletic as me, this was not the best approach to learning how to do a headstand in yoga for the first time. You see, I had taken that straight-A student mentality all the way through the first 3 decades or so of my life. I got my doctoral degree. I got a job as an English professor. And competitive, hardcore, ambitious, that was all part of my personality. And none of that worked for me well in yoga classes. So it became very clear a couple of years ago that I was going to fail publicly and spectacularly. I was about to be fired. It took me about a year to lose my job. There were meetings and appeals and meetings and appeals and meetings and appeals, but at some point it became very clear that I was going to lose the job that I'd worked for 12 years. And so I began going to yoga classes in earnest, seriously, several times a week, at least a couple of times a week. And I went to let go, right, to breathe in and out, and letting go of anything, and not thinking about what was going on for my mind at all. But what happened, of course, was something different. The first time that I tried to do a headstand, I was in a beginning yoga class. They take you through a series of breathing, warm-up poses, challenges, stretches, and then there's some time usually for you to go upside down, or they teach you to do things at the wall upside down. You drag your mats to the side of the room, and the teacher will demonstrate, walk you through. And so the teacher says, okay, we're gonna do a headstand today. And I have never been able to do a headstand in my entire life, ever. So I'm watching her and I'm thinking, right? I'm just sort of snickering in my head, like, yeah. You go ahead and do your thing, it's not gonna happen. So here's what happens though, here's the wall. Right? The teacher gets into a sort of V, right? Picture the wall here, her head's down here, ass up here, feet down here. Got me? Okay. So, teacher walks us through, remember to engage your core, remember to lift your kneecaps, remember to breathe, don't forget to breathe, and kick touch. And she's up on the wall, as light as a butterfly. It's beautiful, right? And I'm still watching, thinking, not gonna happen. But I wanna be a good student, right? So I gotta try. So here I am, get into my V. There's the wall. Here I am. Got my hands clasped and core engaged. Breath. And here's what happens. Kick. Thump. And I fall down. And I try. Well, that maybe I'll try it again. Again. Kick. Thump. And I'm sitting, because that was it. That was it. I'm not going to do it anymore for the day. And the teacher's looking around at all of us, different, you know, little kick thumpings all over the place. And it is hard not to take what she says personally. Next, she says, maybe that's your pose for today. Maybe that's your pose for today. And I think, oh, yeah, but that's a pose of failure, right? I need to be able to do this. And so months of kick thump go by. And I'm trying, I'm taking classes and kick thump. And the next time that I remember really trying with a headstand, I was in an advanced yoga class, because advanced yoga classes are better, right? You're with me, they're better. And so I'm in a smaller class, and there are all these people around, and we've done through stretches, breathing, challenging, and now it's time to go upside down. And around me, of course, are people doing these lovely, beautiful poses, challenges, wheels, and I think, well, maybe headstand, and I go up to the wall, and I wait. And I wait. And I must wait so long that my teacher comes over and she says, would you like some help? First instinct, no, I'm fine, I don't need them, but I still want to do well. So I look up and I say, yes, please. So she's standing next to me then. Here's the wall, here's my V, and kick the thump. You see, I kicked so hard that I hit the wall and then thumped back down really fast. So not today, not my pose for the day. Months of kick thump go by. And I am in the back to beginning class, because I guess I need to go back to beginning class. And there I am. And we're partnered up then when it's time to go upside down. And the I'm with my friend, she's been in there before, and she goes up and kick thump, and she's up on the wall, and I say, oh, that's great, how wonderful, I'm cheering her on, like, you go, and I'm struck by how little I get to do this in academia, how little I get to cheer on my friend's accomplishments, or my colleague's accomplishments, for that matter, because in lots of cases, in academia, it's all about the singular accomplishment, right? What you yourself can do, not with help, and preferably you're not really allowed to collaborate as much. And so I was thinking, wow, this is a really new sort of feeling. I kind of like this. But it's my turn. It's here. She's standing next to me. She's ready to lift me up. And kick the thump. Yet again. But instead of beating myself up like I would, I'm thinking, all right, maybe that is my pose for today. And that's okay. Late in June then, last year, was the last day of my job. So I left my job, or rather, my job left me. And I am back in for six months. I pursue my childhood dream of becoming a writer. It was something I'd always wanted to do ever since I was very little. And I write as much as I can. I find websites. I create my own blog. I start my own book project. I write for newspapers and book reviews. And I try to build up as much of a body of work as I can to make myself into a writer again. And so it became that in December of last year, I'm back in my yoga class again. And it's a mixed levels class, advanced all the way through beginners, so no less expectation, right, for everybody. And it's time to go upside down. So I'm back at the wall. Here's the wall. Back in my V. Hands clasped. Core engaged. Remembering to breathe. Oh, breathe, breathe. And kick touch. And I'm up. And I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable. I'm so comfortable that I could stay up there for a while. And I do. People actually come and go to the bathroom. And I'm still up, still holding it, still really, really comfortable. And from that pose, from being upside down, I began to get a very faint preview of what my life could be like as a writer. It would be a path with necessary and repeated failures. It would be a path with hard-won and unexpected successes. And it would be a path where the ground was anywhere but beneath my feet. Thank you.